You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 22. Today's episode is inspired by a poem that I found a few months ago, and I keep coming back to it, and I really felt the need to share this poem with you, reflect on it with you here on the podcast. So the title of the poem is What If There Is No Need to Change? And it's written by best-selling author, spiritual counselor, and storyteller named Oriah Mountain Healer. Wow, what a name. And before I read you the poem, I want to talk about why this poem is important and why I'm sharing it with you today. So the reason I want to share this poem with you is because it talks about change. It just made me really reflect on change in a different way than our just societal norm. And this poem really gives us an opportunity to reflect on being with ourselves, being present, and evolving and unfolding in our own time. And when I first read this poem, it really struck me. And every time I go back to it and I read it, I cry. And, you know, just like I talk about healing in basically every episode, I also talk so much about self-reflection and changing and shifting in ways that support healing. I talk about shifting and changing mindset or habits or daily choices and, you know, so much. And this poem is called What If There Is No Need to Change? I mean, I could just stop at that and we could just reflect together on how that feels and what that means. What if there is no need to change? So, you know, we will reflect on that. And I definitely do have some self-reflection journal prompts for you today. So stick around for those. But first, here's the poem. Now, we shall see if I start crying or not. Okay. What if there is no need to change? No need to transform yourself into someone who is more compassionate, more present, more loving, or wise? How would this affect all the places in your life where you are endlessly trying to be better or different? What if the task is simply to unfold, to become who you already are in your essential nature, gentle, compassionate, and capable of living fully and passionately present? What if the question is not, why am I so infrequently the person I really want to be? But why do I so infrequently want to be the person I really am? How would this change what you think you have to learn? What if becoming who and what we truly are happens not through striving and trying, but by recognizing and receiving the people and places and practices that are for us the warmth of encouragement we need to unfold? How would this shape the choices you make about how to spend today? What if you know that the impulse to move in a way that creates beauty in the world will arise from deep within and guide you every time you simply pay attention and wait? How would this shape your stillness, your movement, your willingness to follow this impulse, to just let go and dance? And again, that's by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. Wow, I didn't cry. So Araya asks us, what if we're not always striving and trying, but rather recognizing and receiving this encouragement we need to unfold? You know, and this brings to mind what I talked about a few episodes ago in episode 19. I think it was 19. The importance of receiving and learning to receive. Being, you know, being in the flow of life and giving and receiving. It's about, you know, showing up and taking action, forward movement, but, you know, also allowing and giving it, whatever that is, you know, your movement, your thoughts, your everything over to the love of the universe and being in that flow of life. It's so beautiful, and it can be hard for us to just let go and be in the flow. For some of us that comes more easily than others, and that's okay. Now I'm going to read an excerpt from the prelude to her book entitled The Dance. So Araya Mountain Dreamer writes again about the unfolding and follows it up with some really significant, important questions. And she writes, what if the task is simply to unfold, to become who you already are in your essential nature, gentle, compassionate, and capable of living fully and passionately present? How would this affect how you feel when you wake up in the morning? What if who you essentially are right now is all that you are ever going to be? How would this affect how you feel about your future? What if the essence of who you are and always have been is enough? Wow. I love this woman and her poetic words of insight and wisdom. I'm just going to read that last sentence again. She writes, what if the essence of who you are and always have been is enough? So before I give you your journal prompts, I want to reflect on two words, change and unfold. So I looked these up in the dictionary and I want to share what is going on here. Okay. So change is the act or process or result of making or becoming different, to alter or modify. Symptoms for change are, there's a lot of them, but, you know, modify, make over, remake, shift, transform, fluctuate. So change is the act, process, or result of making or becoming different. Unfold, to open the folds of, to open out gradually to the view or understanding, become known. Reveal or disclose thoughts or information. And synonyms of unfold are expand, open, develop, evolve, bloom, blossom. So again, unfold is to open out gradually to the view or understanding, becoming known. I mean, holy crap, I'm going to start crying right now. It's so amazing. So when I think about the difference between change and unfold in terms of how we are, you know, living our lives and how we are viewing our lives, the pressure we can put on ourselves to change, or if we're not changing, or, you know, the stress we feel or self-judgment we, you know, have when we don't change, or, you know, just whatever those thoughts that we are that we, you know, quote, should be different, you know, or even that judgment we have when someone else we want to change does not change. This is a lot. And I do want to say that, you know, constant. You know, change is good. Change happens. But let's just take a moment to just focus on this word unfold. You know, it's just, it's different. It's, you know, it's not necessarily one or the other, but it's, I love it. I'm going to start using it more. It's like unfold is allowing you to become known and, you know, be who you are and be intentionally, just be intentional and be you. And I really do love the person that I am. Over my lifetime, I really have put a lot of time and effort, intention and energy into shifting and changing and evolving and growing. And I do want to be who I am. I want to be who I am. But there are certainly parts of me that feel like I'm, you know, holding myself back in ways, you know, whether it's fear or blockages or baggage or old patterns or, you know, limiting beliefs, whatever that it is. And so, you know, when Araya says in the poem, when she asks, "Why do I so infrequently want to be the person I really am?" it makes me stop and think. I actually 100% want to be the person I am, but there are those moments of wanting to be different. You know, wanting to change, whatever that is, you know, do more or be more or progress more or experience more, you know? And so it's like, how can we just be there with ourselves or others, you know, be there, be in life with, just be with love and with presence without having to change anything. Let's be more present with who we really are. Let's be more accepting of who we really are. Kind of just really makes me think about, there's so much focus, and I'm really grateful, you know, we hear this all the time, you know, just, you know, feel your feelings and being with ourselves. And it kind of really is that. It's learning to observe and witness and allow yourself to be and unfold and feel and be present and accept who you really are. And that is, you know, can be incredibly challenging for some, might be a little bit more easier for others. But either way, I think that that is really just gorgeous. It's a gorgeous thought and freeing. Okay, let's do some journaling. All right, so you might want to press pause, grab your pen and paper. All right, so I'm recommending a few journal prompts for you to do after this podcast episode, and there are four of them. So I'm going to give them to you right now, and you'll write them down and then do them in your own time. Hopefully, you know, sooner rather than later, as we're, you know, this episode is hopefully just fresh in your mind so you can continue on that, going a little bit deeper. Okay. So number one, journal prompt number one, what does change mean to me? What does change mean to me? Number two, what does it mean to me to allow my life to unfold? What does it mean to me to allow my life to unfold? And you can kind of, you know, change that up a little bit. Like, what does it mean for me to allow myself to unfold? You know, whatever feels good and important for you to address and really, you know, think about. Number three, does this feel comfortable or uncomfortable? Why or why not? So reflecting on that, allowing yourself or your life to unfold. Number three is, does this feel uncomfortable or uncomfortable? Why or why not? And number four, how can I be more present and accept myself instead of feeling the need to change? How can I be more present and accept myself instead of feeling the need to change? So today I read you this really beautiful and thought-provoking poem by Oriah Mountain Dreamer, What If There Is No Need to Change? And I talked about the difference between changing and unfolding, about being, you know, present and accepting, you know, who we are as we bloom and blossom. And it's such a beautiful thing. And I'm truly grateful for you listening and joining me, and to have this platform to share these ideas and thoughts with you as we continue our journey of life here together. And I do hope you take the time to reflect and do some writing and reflecting on those journal prompts, as my intention is that it will help you come to more peace and acceptance of being you and really going a little bit deeper on our conversation today. So again, I want to thank you so much for listening and joining me today. And until next week, say something nice to yourself. Slow down when you eat and say yes to rest.
Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.